Well, if you're interested in music, and unless you've been living under a rock for the last few days, you will probably no doubt know that David Bowie has suddenly released a new track, and a new album's coming imminently as well. After 10 years away with heart problems and just generally disappearing off of the musical map and living in New York, and why not, he's probably earned it, but on his 66th birthday, he suddenly sends out an email with a brand new single, as I said, with the promise of a new album as well. And this obviously has set musicians, the writers, the hacks, whatever you want to call them, into frenzy, because David Bowie is one of those people, possibly more than anybody else, who's cool. He's always been cool, certainly since the sort of Ziggy Stardust type days, and he's one of those people who can never do any wrong. It's a bit of an Emperor's New Clothes thing about this, I think, in that some people, even if he doesn't do something that's particularly good, they still won't, you know, knock him down because he's David Bowie. And fair enough, he's done a lot. He's done a lot for British music, he's done a lot for music generally, and some of the stuff that he's done personally, I still think is some of the best music that I've ever heard, and the album Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars being one is still one of my probably top five albums of all time. But I will admit that he's not always done everything quite as I would have liked. Okay, I've got a fairly broad taste. And the new single, Where Are We Now, is a case in point. Everybody was jumping up and down, talking about it on the radio, writing blogs and articles and columns and talking on the TV and everybody. Oh, it's wonderful. He's back. It's a great single, everything. It's okay. Yeah, I don't mind it. In fact, I quite like it in some ways, and I quite like the way that the song builds. I will put a link to the video in case you haven't heard it or seen it below this. And I like the way, as I said, that it builds. It's not bad. But that's it. It's not bad. It's not great either. Okay, the guy's 66 years old, and you could argue that his best times are behind him, as you could say with someone like Paul McCartney. When was the last time that he wrote a really good song? And some would argue, when was the last time he performed one as well? But, and the Rolling Stones, you know, they're still going now, or just once again have just come back. But is their new stuff anything like the old stuff? The odd song here and there, think, yeah, that's not too bad at all. But it's not quite like what it was. So why is it that people concentrate on this so much? There's several things, I think. Partly because a lot of the musical writers come from that era. They grew up like me. They're probably my sort of age. And they grew up listening to the Led Zeppelins, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, the David Bowies, and even the punk era or something like that. And even the young people now have been influenced so much because so many bands that have come since, the Joy Divisions, the Radioheads, and all these type of people, that you can think were certainly influenced a lot by David Bowie and those people from that time as well. So it's come along and it's come through. So those people have still stood head and shoulders above everybody else. And there's also this sort of nostalgia thing. But because all of these bands that are making a comeback, the Stones make a comeback, you know, the Beatles have been releasing their stuff on Apple and iTunes and, you know, and doing all these things as well. Even Led Zeppelin are putting their stuff out. Even AC/DC now are putting their music out digitally after sort of holding back for so long now. And that all creates news. They are very clever with the PR side of it, I suppose, and keeping their name there. You know, Bowie's a master of that, always has been, and he's very internet savvy as well, and has been for a number of years, hence the fact he sends an email out knowing that it's going to create, you know, an earthquake in their, certainly the musical media circles. But where does it leave other people? I mean, because one of the reasons I think that people take so much notice of the Stones and David Bowie and all these other bands, and even Suede came out and sort of re-releasing themselves, the Stone Roses last year, other bands making a comeback, it's partly because there doesn't appear to be much music around now that excites people. I've spoken about this at length about some of the reasons for that. It's because they're looking in the wrong places, you know, from a local perspective, and wherever you live, you may well have a local perspective as well and can think of your own bands, and, you know, as I go on and on and on about this, they're just as good, but they don't get noticed. That's partly the band's fault. That's partly because they don't do what maybe they need to do. They don't get the bit of luck that they need as well. But also because people aren't looking in the right places. As I said, the A&R men, everybody out there in the musical, the moguls or whatever, you know, they're concentrating on the next big thing, but being a short-term thing rather than something that's going to build. As David Bowie is a classic example, someone who reinvented himself several times. And if he was to come about now, would anyone actually take any notice of him? So There you go. As I said, I quite like the song. I think it's pretty good. And it's good to see him back, and it's good to see him in some sort of health. Although, if you listen to the track, it does show that the man is 66 years old. There is that sort of, you know, it's not quite the voice that it was. It's quite low-key. And that's another thing, but I'll talk about that elsewhere. Everything seems to be very low-key now. I've heard that the album is a bit more rocky, and I certainly hope that it is. And I hope this is a good album. But I'd much rather, in some ways, see a brand new band come along that blew all that sort of thing out of the water, and we can listen back to the David Bowie of 1973 or something like that and still listen to that and still revel in it and still love it. But here's something from 2013, you know, sort of 40 odd years later, that really sets the heart racing, and something that we'll be listening to once again in another 40 years, maybe not me, but maybe you. So there you go. Best of luck to David Bowie. Good to see him out there, but let's get something new as well, shall we, to challenge him, if nothing else. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.